们都在平安。
May peace be with you all.
我们来看诗篇，以赛亚书五十七篇。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书的五十七篇。
Isaiah chapter 57.
十四节。
Verse 14.
五十七篇的十四节。
Chapter 57, verse 14.Verse 14. And one may shall say, heap it up, heap it up. Prepare the way. Take the stumbling block out of the way of my people.
今天早上我们查考，我们跟神之间是一种关系。
This morning we studied the relationship between man and God.
这个关系是一天二十四小时，一个礼拜七天的。
So this relationship exists, all 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
所以敬拜神，如果回到圣经来讲，不是用功利的观点来做这件事情。
So worshiping God based on a biblical perspective is not a work that you do.
也就是说，我为着从神得到什么，所以我来拜他。
That you don't choose to worship God because He will do something for me.
那等我得到了
，And once I receive it,
我跟神的关系就淡薄了。
Then the relationship fades.
那下一次我还需要他，我再来找他。
I'll come looking for him the next time I need him.
这个不是敬拜神的，圣经的态度。
This is not the biblical attitude or approach to worshiping God.
这种敬拜神是在利用神。
This type of approach is really just using God.
我们跟神的关系，圣经说是夫妻的关系。
The Bible depicts our relationship with God as one between spouses.
他用永远的爱来爱我们。
And He loves us with an eternal love.
我们跟神的关系又是父亲跟孩子的关系。
Our relationship with God is also that of a parent and a child.
他创造我们。
He created us.
他供给我们生活的需要。
He provides our daily needs.
再来，他下来救我们。
He came to save us.
所以这个关系是非常非常的重要。
This relationship is very, very important.
这是一切关系的根本。
It is the root of all relationships.
所以最有福气的人是谁
？So who is the most blessed?
以地上的标准来讲
，In our worldly standards,
有美好的婚姻关系
，A great marital relationship,
有很好的两代之间的关系
，A strong relationships between two generations.
但是以属灵上来说
，But spiritually speaking,
最有福气的人就是有神同在的人
，The one who is most blessed is the one who has the abundance of God.
我们在属灵上的丈夫
，our spiritual husband
有亲密的关系
，we have an intimate relationship。
我们跟天上的父亲有亲密的关系
，we have an intimate relationship with our heavenly father。
那这就是最有福气的人
，and this person is the most blessed。
所以我们人生的追求也可以从表面开始，也可以从根本开始。
So whatever we pursue in life, we can just pursue it, or we can look at the root of what we need.
如果我们从根本来追求
，if we begin from our root,
就是要强化我们跟神的关系。
Then we need to strengthen our relationship with God.
那平安喜乐生活的需要，神自然都会供给。
Then peace and joy in all our daily needs, God will provide.
所以如果我们强化跟神的关系
，so if we emphasize our relationship with God,
有时候我们就会感觉到，其实神的担是轻省的，神的轭是容易的。
Then we realize that His yoke is easy and His burden is light.
有时候我们觉得担很重，轭很这个负担很重，常常是因为没有神跟我们同在。
During the times when we feel that our burden is heavy, it is because we may not have God's abidance.
那五十七章的十四节讲要修筑，修筑要预备道路。
So chapter 57 verse 14 tells us to heap it up, heap it up.
然后要将绊脚石从百姓的路中除掉。
And take the stumbling block out of the way of my people.
这个路就是要带领我们更靠近神。
This way is a path that leads us closer to God.
那为着要让我们能更靠近神，里面有一些绊脚石要拿掉。
But in order to go on this path, we have to remove the stumbling blocks.
也就是说，有一些事情我们要做。
There are some things that we have to do.
这个关系才能够 建立起来才能够强化。
So that we can establish and strengthen this relationship.
好，那在57章、58章里面、我们可以看到至少有三件事情我们要做。
Chapter 57 and 58 records at least three actions that we need to take.
那神就会与我们同在，我们跟神的关系就会很好。
So that God can be with us and so that we can strengthen this relationship.
我们回来看以赛亚书的57章。
Let's look again at Isaiah chapter 57.
13节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书57章15节。
Isaiah chapter 57 verse 15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
这个15节在描写我们所拜的神是什么神。
So verse 15 depicts this God that we worship.
他说是至高至上的神。
He is the high and lofty one.
诗篇里面说神坐在至高 的地方。
The book of Psalm depicts God as one who sits on high.
也就是神上面没有一个比他更高了。
That no one is above him.
所以神在这个宇宙是最伟大的神。
He is the greatest of this in this universe.
那神这么高就是代表他的能力。代表他的智慧，代表他的爱。
And he is this high because it represents his love, his greatness.
那这一位神他是永远长存的。
And this God is eternity.
所以比起神的存在，我们人是非常短暂。
So compared to God, our existence is very brief.
下面说他是名为圣者。
And whose name is holy.
神是圣的。
He is holy.
圣的相反就是俗。
And opposite of holy is worldly.
所以神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
God lives by the light that man cannot dwell in.
那个光就是他的荣耀。
That light is his glory.
那个光就是他的圣洁。
That light is his holiness.
那个光就是他的公义。
That light is his justice.
那是神所居住的地方。
That is where God dwells.
但是下面如果我们再读
But when we continue reading,
说神要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居
I will dwell with him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
神要跟人同住
He will live with man.
这么伟大的神，这么荣耀的神，这么圣洁的神，他要住在这么卑微，这么污秽，这么渺小的人身上。
But this great and mighty God is to dwell with such a lowly man.
这是神的应许。
That is his promise.
如果这个应许实现，
If this promise comes true,
神就真的跟我们同在。
God will be with us.
我们一天，我们一生对神的体验会非常的丰富，非常的活泼。
And we will have a living and active relationship with God.
因为神跟我们同在。
Because God is with us.
但是这有一个条件。
But there is a condition to this.
就是心灵痛悔谦卑的人。
That it is, he will live with those who are contrite and humble in spirit.
这个两个连在一起，痛悔跟谦卑连在一起。
So being contrite and humble are connected.
当我们第一次来到教会听道理
When we first came to church to listen to the gospel
我们发现有一个讯息我们没有办法接受
We may have heard a message that we could not accept
世人都犯了罪
That all men have sinned
这个对一个人的自尊心对一个人的很强的自我是一个很沉重的挑战
This is a great challenge to one's ego
如果我要接受圣经所讲那我变罪人了
So if we are to accept the Bible'steachings that means that we have to accept that we are sinners.
但是除非我承认我是罪人，我没有办法接受救恩。
And I cannot receive salvation until I admit that I am a sinner.
除非我承认我是罪人，神也没有办法接纳我。
God will not receive me until I admit that I am a sinner.
神爱罪人。
God loves sinners.
但是神痛恨罪恶。
But God hates sin.
所以一个人如果要来靠近神
So if a person wants to draw near to God
他必须在神的恩典之下来对付自己的罪
Then under his grace he needs to deal with his own sin
否定罪的存在这是行不通的
Because it is no good to deny the existence of sin.
或者用人为的方法把罪合理化，这个也行不通的。
And it doesn't work to justify sin.
啊，在神面前对付罪只有一个方法。
Before God, there is only one way to deal with sin.
这里讲要痛悔。
It is to have a contrite and humble spirit.
也就是在神面前承认我们的不义。
We have to admit our shortcomings before God.
仰望神的怜悯。
And look to His mercy.
那神就要把我们的罪除掉。
Then He will remove our sin.
所以神的恩典非常大。
God's grace is great.
圣经里面讲东离西有多远。
How far is the east from the west?
神让我们的罪离开我们也有多远。
And that is how far God will take his sin from us.
谁能讲东离西有多远?
Who can talk about the distance between the sin, distance between the east and west?
东离西这是不同的方向啊。
Those are two opposite directions.
有多远量不出来啊。
How far is it? It's immeasurable.
那神叫我们的罪离开我们就是量不出来。
So when God says that he will take our sin away, then the distance will be immeasurable.
但是当一个人开始悔改就是他自己往下降。
When someone begins to repent, he is bringing himself down.
所以当我们来拜神已经没有自尊了。
So when we come to worship God, we no longer have self-confidence.
我们在神面前我们是罪人有什么自尊?
Because if we are a sinner before God, what kind of self-confidence can we possess?
所以一个人愿意把自己往下压，压到我是一个罪人，这个就是神与他同在的开始。
So when a person is finally willing to lower himself down and admit that he is a sinner, that is when the relationship with God begins.
所以每一个悔改过的人都是谦卑的人。
So every person who has repented is a humble person.
因为当我承认我有罪的时候，
when I admit that I have sinned,
我还有什么骄傲的条件？
Then what is there to be proud of?
所以我们今天是一个蒙恩的罪人。
So today, we are sinners, but under His grace.
今天的我是因为神的恩典才成的。
We exist today because of His grace.
所以心灵痛悔谦卑，神要与他同居。
So God will dwell with those with a contrite and humble spirit.
所以有时候我们常常如果有经历过祷告，你怎么祷告？怎么祷告？奇怪，怎么好像神离开我很远
？So sometimes we may pray and feel like God is still so far away.
我还记得一个青年的见证。
I remember a youth once testified.
他祷告求圣灵求很久，求不到。
He prayed for the Holy Spirit for a very long time and could not receive it.
一直到大学毕业还是没有得到圣灵。
He even graduated from college and still hadn't received it.
他下一个决心要求圣灵。
So he set a determination to pray for the Holy Spirit.
怎么求都求不到。
And no matter how hard he prayed, he would not get it.
后来他就拿一张这个那个叫什么卡三乘五寸那个卡。
So then he took out an index card.
对，他把他自己的弱点、他犯的罪全部都写在上面。
He wrote out all of his shortcomings and weaknesses.
我们知道，我们人都很喜欢听别人你讲你很好。
So most people like to hear other people complimenting them.
人不愿意很赤裸裸的面对自己的罪跟缺点。
Few people will want to be naked before their own sin and shortcoming.
所以他把它写出来，每一次祷告，他就一点一点一直悔改。
So every time he prayed, he would point by point repent.
当他开始悔改，他就感觉到祷告神有在回应。
And when he began to repent, then he started to feel God's response.
就感觉到这个灵好。一股灵的力量，一种热，好像越来越靠近。
He felt the closeness of the heat of God's presence.
有一天礼拜六晚上。
So one Saturday night.
他晚上睡不着觉，神感动他起来祷告。
He couldn't sleep, and God moved him to get up to pray.
他就开始就把那个卡片拿来看，就开始悔改，一点一点悔改。
So he brought out the index card again and point by point repented.
他感觉到那个热那个灵的力量一直往下，从上往下一直灌下来。
Felt the heat of God's spirit come from his head down to his toe.
当他完全悔改，那股力量贯穿他的全身，他就开始说方言，得胜。
When he fully repented, that energy filled his body, and he began to speak in tongues.
悔改的祷告大有功效。
A prayer of repentance is of great effect.
悔改需要往下降。
And to repent means bringing yourself down.
要让这个至高的神住在我们里面，我们需要往下降。
In order for the God on high to come live with, dwell with us, we need to bring ourselves down.
我们来看57章。
Let's continue at chapter 57.
我们刚刚读的15节。
We just read verse 15.
是谦卑的人灵魂苏醒，也是痛悔的人心灵苏醒。
So to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
英文叫 revive. 本来我们这个人好像睡觉一样。
So we were previously essentially asleep.
这个在灵里面跟神没有相通。
We have no connection in spirit.
越来越软弱。
We become weaker and weaker.
因为罪阻挡了。
Because sin blocks us.
那现在我们罪拿掉。
But now that we remove sin.
神与我们同在。
And God will be with us.
我们的灵魂好像醒过来一样。
Our spirit is revived.
我们的灵性复苏了。
Our spirit is revived. Is awake again.
所以这是第一个，我们人要有神同在，应该做很重要的一件事情。
So this is our first task to complete if we want God's abidance.
心灵痛悔谦卑。
We need to have a contrite and humble spirit.
那神就要与我们同在。
Then God will dwell with us.
我们如果看18节。
Let's look at verse 18. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry.For the spirit would fail before me and the souls which I have made.
十九节。五十七章十八节。
十八节 十八节。Verse 18. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. 19. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace. Peace to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord. And I will heal him.
我们仔细看当一个人经过悔改神与他同在他的体验是什么。
So here it describes what it will be like if...Once a person repents and God is with him,
这里叫要医治他
I will heal him.
在属灵上他要得到健壮
And he will be strengthened in his faith.
再来要使他一同伤心的人得安慰
And restore comforts to him and to his mourners.
心里会得安慰
So you will be comforted in your heart.
因为神住在他里面
Because God will dwell in you.
所以他过去的忧伤都会过去
So the things that he once mourned for will all pass.
那到十九节
Verse 19.
平安康泰都要归于跟他同在的人
So, I create,
十九节
And peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near.
再来我要医治他
And I will heal him.
这是第一个我们要神同在就要经历的
So this is what we will experience if we want God's abidance.
我们先来看58章。
Let's look at chapter 58.
以赛亚书58章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
58章的第一节、第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Verse 2.Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice, and they take delight in approaching God.
这里讲以色列百姓，他们有心要亲近神。
So here it describes how the Israelites have the heart to approach God.
所以第二节，天天寻求我。
So they seek me daily.
乐意明白我的道。
And delight to know my ways.
好像行义的国民不离弃他神的典章。
As a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God.
他向我求问公义的判决。
They ask of me the ordinances of justice.
喜悦亲近神。
And they delight in approaching God.
这个是他对信仰的一种热心。
So this is his zeal in faith.
这样不是很好吗
It's very good, right?
但是如果我们看第三节
But if we look at verse 3, Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your labors.
第四节
Verse 4, Indeed, you fast for strife and debate and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high.Verse 5. Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord?
这里在讲禁食祷告。
So here it talks about fasting prayer.
当我们祷告没有体验。
When we experience nothing in our prayer,
下一步就是禁食祷告。
Then we usually take the next step of fasting and praying.
如果我们信主到现在从来没有禁食祷告。
So if you have believed to this day and you have never had a fasting prayer,
我们应该试试看禁食祷告。
You should give it a try.
如果我们试过禁食祷告，好像我禁食祷告也没有发生什么事情。
Now, if you attempted a fasting prayer and got nothing out of it, then you have to ask.
那我们就来想想这一段圣经对我们什么意思。
Then we have to ask, what does this passage mean to you?
首先第三节在讲禁食祷告为什么要禁食。
So verse 3 talks about why we need to fast.
这个第三节在讲我们刻苦己心。
We have afflicted our souls.
所以禁食就是刻苦己心。
So fasting means afflicting our souls.
到第五节。
Verse 5.
再讲另外一次。
Okay,
其实我拣选人刻苦己心的日子吗？
Is it a fast that I have chosen a day for a man to afflict his soul?
我们饮食饱足满心喜乐，这是神给我们的恩典。
Because it is a blessing for God, from God for us to be filled.
所以吃得好喝得好这是一种享受。
So it's great, eating well and drinking well is great enjoyment.
但是应该吃的时候我故意不吃，那肚子饿了。
But if we choose not to eat when we are hungry, then we will grow hungry.
应该喝的时候我不喝，那这个我口渴，这也是一种受苦。
And if we choose not to drink when we are thirsty, then this is a form of suffering.
那这样的肉体的受苦就是代表我们在神面前的一种心。
So this type of physical suffering is a way of revealing our heart to God.
所以叫做刻苦己心。
And it is an affliction of the soul.
禁食祷告大有功效。
A fasting prayer is highly effective.
主耶稣的门徒鬼赶不出去。
When the disciples of Jesus could not cast out a demon,
他们就来问主耶稣，为什么你的门徒鬼赶不出去？
People came to ask, how come your disciples can't cast out a demon?
主耶稣说，这一类的鬼如果没有禁食，就祷告，他就不会出去。
Jesus responded by saying, this type of demon, you need to fast and pray in order to cast it out.
主耶稣不是说没有祷告，而是说没有禁食祷告，鬼就不出去。
He didn't just say, oh, it's because they didn't pray, but they did not fast and pray.
所以禁食祷告是有很大的功效。
So fasting prayer is highly effective.
尼尼微城的人本来神要把他们毁灭。
God had originally planned on destroying the town of Nineveh.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们罪很深啊。
Because their sin was great.
约拿去传警告。
Jonah preached a warning.
结果他们开始悔改。
They repented.
从王一直到百姓，甚至连动物都禁食。
From the cows to the people to from the king to the people and even the cows, they all fasted.
那一禁食，神就赦免他们的罪。
And God forgave them of their sin once they fasted.
以色列百姓拜偶像得罪神。
The Israelites worshipped the idols and wronged God.
神打算把他们全部都灭掉。
God planned on wiping them out.
因为拜偶像是神所痛恶的。
Because God hates worshipping of idols.
摩西上到西乃山。
Moses went to Mount Sinai.
他知道这一次祷告如果没有改变神的心，他下来全部死光了。
He knew that if his prayer this time was not effective, then that the people would all be dead when he came down the mountain.
所以摩西上到西乃山四十昼夜禁食。
So Moses fasted for 40 days and nights up in Mount Sinai.
神听他的祷告。
God listened to his prayer.
赦免以色列百姓。
And forgave the Israelites.
所以禁食祷告非常有功效。
Fasting prayer is highly effective.
圣经说摩西四十昼夜从山上下来。
So when Moses came down after 40 days and nights,
面皮发光。
His face glowed.
以色列百姓看了都很害怕。
The Israelites were afraid when they saw him.
那个光啊，不是说这个人身体很健康，所以你看面光红润。
So that glow does not come from good health.
那个光是神同在的一种明，就一种外在的显象。
That glow is a physical manifestation of God's presence.
所以当一个人很轻轻的来禁食祷告，神同在。
So when a person fasts and prays and God is with them,
这个人灵性会进步。
This person's spirituality will grow.
所以信仰生活，这有时候我们禁食祷告对我们是有帮助的。
So in our spiritual life, fasting prayer is beneficial.
有重大的困难不能解决，要禁食祷告。
If If we have a great difficulty that we can't solve, we should need to fast and pray.
好，我们在五十六章里面讲哈，五十六章的第七节。
In chapter 56, verse 7.
好，我必领到我的圣山，使他们在祷告的殿中喜乐。
Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer.
祷告的殿就是教会。
So the house of prayer is the church.
所以我们礼拜六到教会来，除了人跟人交通之外，我们需要花时间跟神来团契。
So besides fellowshipping on the Sabbath day, we also need to fellowship with God.
所以我们在聚完会，中午这一段时间，如果能够把会堂分别出来，让一个人能得安息，在这里默想神，在这里祷告，那是最好的。
So if we can separate the chapel during our lunch meal time as a place where someone can dwell with God and be with God, this is good.
因此如果我们在中午这一段时间要聊天要团契我们都到禅厅去。
And if we want to fellowship and chat with our peers, then we can go to the fellowship hall.
我们教会就是变成一个人安静，我们默想神、读圣经、祷告的地方。
The chapel can be a place where we can be quiet and think about God.
然后我们吃饱饭，如果有时间，我们再回到教会来祷告。
And after we finish eating our meal, we can also return here to pray.
那这样的话，我们会重新得力。
Then we will be strengthened.
六天很辛苦，我们回到家大概没有什么时间，有时间没有心情可以祷告。
We labor 6 days a week, and we may not have time or the energy to pray.
那第七天我们休息了，能够专心来祷告，这是一种福气。
On the seventh day of rest, if we could focus our time on prayer, this is a blessing.
好，那五十八章在讲，那为什么我进食，神也不听呢？
In chapter 58, it asks, why is it that God does not listen to my fasting prayer?
所以第三节、第四节就是原因，就是生活没有改变。
Verse 3 and verse 4 speaks about how it's because there has been no life transformation.
这个不是禁食不好。
It's not that fasting is bad.
禁食绝对是好的。
Fasting is definitely good.
但是如果禁食生活没有改变的话，有时候禁食也没有用。
But if you fast without making any changes in your life, then this fast may be ineffective.
所以信仰一定会影响生活。
So our faith will certainly affect our life.
信仰不能够生活分开来。
You can't separate faith from our lives.
因为当神贯穿我们的内心，
because when God pierces our inner heart,
我们的想法会改变。
We will change how we think.
当神性充满在我们里面，
when God's lightness fills us,
我们的罪性会改变。
We will change our sinful self.
所以当一个人想法改变，人的个性改变，
when a person'schanges his way of thinking and his personality,
他生活一定会改变。
Then his life will change.
如果一个人信耶稣以后，生活没有改变，
If a person comes to believe in Jesus and does not change,
这一种的信仰只有在头脑里面。
Then this type of faith only exists in the brain.
这一种的信仰有一些需要调整。
This type of faith needs adjusting.
所以禁食祷告这里讲要改变。
So here it says that we need to change our way we fast.
因此如果我们一直祷告好像神都不听，那我们不要检讨神，神不公义，神怎么样。
So if we fast and pray and nothing happens, don't think that God is unjust.
我们要开始检讨，到底我的生活里面有什么不喜欢的地方。
And we need to examine our own lives to see what is it that God is displeased with.
我的生活里面有什么跟神圣经的教导不一样。
What have I done that is not in accordance to God's teachings?
就在那个地方一点一点改变。
Then point by point, we need to change ourselves.
有时候我们求圣灵也是一样。
Same, likewise, when we pray for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵叫做真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
这个是什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果我们的生活离开真理很远。
If our lives exist far away from truth.
有时候你一直祷告得不到圣灵。
Then you can pray for a long time and still not receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我明白圣经，用圣经一直来调整我们的心思意念、价值观、生活。
But if we understand God's word and we change our lives and our values and the way we think,
我们整个人越来越靠近圣经。
And we gradually bring ourselves closer to the teachings of the Bible.
我们的祷告就会越来越蒙神垂听。
Then our prayers will be listened to more frequently.
离开得圣灵就越来越近。
And you will be closer to receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以没有经历过自我反省，而且一种彻底的改变，有时候要得圣灵很难。
But if you don't take the time to self-reflect and make changes, then it will be very difficult to receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，因此五十八章第三节在讲，你们禁食的日子，能求利益啊，逼迫人做苦工。
So in chapter 58, verse 3, it says, in fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
你们禁食却啊，互相争竞，以凶悍的拳头打人。
Indeed, you fast for strife and debate and to strike with the fist of wickedness.
所以下面，你们今天禁食，不得使你们的声音啊上闻于上。
You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high.
所以生活的改变会影响我们跟神的关系。
So our transformation in our lives will affect our relationship with God.
啊，神所喜悦的人。
Person that is pleasing to God,
你看他的生活一定是符合圣经的。
Well, certainly have a life that is led in accordance to the Bible.
因为他是一个有改变的人。
Because this person has transformed.
所以禁食祷告很好。
So fasting prayer is good.
但是要发生功效，需要经历过改变。
But for it to be effective requires a transformation.
那我们的禁食祷告就大有功效，我们的体验啊就非常的活泼。
Then our fasting prayer will be highly effective and our experiences will be very real.
神就与我们同在。
And God will be with us.
好，我们现在再来看第三
点。Let's continue.
以赛亚书的五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
十三节。
Verse 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and I shall honor him, not doing your own way, not finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. 14. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
啊，这个地方在讲守安息日。
So here it talks about honoring the Sabbath.
啊，我们如果真的有守安息日，神就会与我们同在。
If you honor the Sabbath, then God will be with us.
啊，第一天到第六天啊，神给我们做我们自己的事。
God has given us day one to day six to do our own things.
啊，包括五天上班，一边自己的家庭生活。
So 5 days of work and 1 day of family life.
啊，第七天是属神的。
The seventh day belongs to God.
啊，这个是神所设的一个诫命。
And this is a command of God.
啊，生命是神给我们。
God has given us life.
所以六天神给我们做自己的事。
So he has given us 6 days to do our own things.
啊，第七天要把这一天归属给神。
But we should dedicate this seventh day to God.
好，那怎么把安息日归属给神？
Then how do we give this day to God?
啊，所以如果我们看十三节。
In verse 13 it says.
啊，你在安息日要调转脚步。
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath,
啊，我们礼拜一到礼拜五，都是走世界的路。
Monday through Friday, we walk the way of the world.
啊，我们都去上班了。
We go to work.
啊，但是到礼拜六要调转我们的脚步。
But on Saturday, we turn our footsteps.
啊，也就是说，我们的脚要往神的殿这边来。
Return to the house of God.
啊，当然，我们的心也要归置到神的殿
来。And our heart needs to come also.
啊，所以下面说。在圣日不以操作为喜乐
，and we call the Sabbath a delight.
不是，第下面是三节第二句。
And shall honor him not doing your own ways.
啊，在圣日啊不以操作为喜乐，不以世界上的工作为喜乐。
Not finding your own pleasure.
啊，然后称安息日为可喜乐的。
And making the holy day of the Lord honorable.
啊。而且称安息日的圣日为可尊重的。
And
十三节，尊重啊，这一日是圣日。
So you honor the Sabbath as a holy day.
那怎么尊重这一天是圣日
？So how do you make the holy day of the Lord honorable?
不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
By not doing your own ways, not finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words.
因为这一天是属神的。
Because this day belongs to God.
所以我们私人的事暂时就放在一旁。
So you put aside our own personal affairs.
那这个叫做尊敬这一天是圣日，因为这一天是属神的。
And this is what it means to set this day aside as holy, because this day belongs to God.
我们大部分人都在这个世界上上班。
Now, most of us work.
如果你的公司是一个老板是一个好人。
If you have a good boss,
啊，你真的照老板的心这样去做他啊应该做的事。
And if you do according to the boss's wishes,
啊，这个老板一定会对你非常好。
Then the boss will take very good care of you.
啊，我们人生的主宰就是天上的神。
Now, God is our boss. 啊，
如果我们真的尊重属神的日子为圣日，
If we really make this day of the Lord holy,
啊，我们一定会蒙福的。
Then he will be pleased.
啊，啊，所以啊，啊，我们要得恩典哦，就是七天要把一天归属于神。
So if we want to please God, we need to set aside one day for Him.
啊，这个不是我们对神的尊重而已，这也包括啊，从神得到赏赐。
This is not something we do just out of respect, but this we also will benefit from it.
那有时候我们常常会想哦，安息日到底什么可以做，什么不可以做
？So sometimes we may wonder what can or we do on Sabbath and what shouldn't we do.
十四节是一个大原则。
So verse 14 gives us a good guideline.
你要以神为乐。
That you should delight yourself in the Lord.
哦，所以安息日就是以神为乐。
So the Sabbath day is a day that you delight in the Lord.
我们就用这个原则来判断。
So use that as the standard.
啊，如果跟这个原则相符的，我们就可以做。
If something's in accordance to the standard, then you can do it.
啊，如果不是以神为乐的，我们就暂时把它放在一边。
If it is not, do you, if it's not of delight to the Lord, then put it aside for now.
原则抓住了，很多应该不应该做，我们就很清楚了。
If you hold on to the standard, then it's easy to see what you can or cannot do.
好，那我们就看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
啊，你以神为乐。
So that you should delight yourself in the Lord.
啊，这个本身就是恩典啊。
That is a blessing in itself.
啊，所以我们安息日回去哈，虽然啊肉体是比较辛劳。
So when we leave church on Sabbath, even though we may be physically tired.
啊，但是我们心里觉得很喜乐，很平安。
Our heart may be rejoice and be peaceful.
啊，这个本身就是神给我们的恩典。
That is a blessing from God.
好，那下面啊十四节。
Verse 14.
神要使你乘驾地的高处。
And I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth.
摩西要死以前，神叫他上到尼波山。
So before his passing, God told Moses to go to the mountain of Nebo.
从尼波山，他可以看到迦南全平原。
So that he can see the plains of Canaan.
啊，上到高处，我们就会看到很远。
When we rise up to a high place, we can see far.
啊，所以当我们在遵守安息圣日，我们的信心，我们的灵性一直成长。
When we honor the Sabbath, then our faith will rise.
啊，我们的属灵眼光就越看越远。
And our eyesight will be expansive.
啊，最远的地方就是天国。
See the furthest place, which is heaven.
啊，所以这是安息日神给我们的恩典。
This is a blessing that He gives us for Sabbath.
乘驾地的高处。
That we can ride the high hills of the earth.
使我们的灵性往上升。
So that faith can continue to rise.
啊，又以你主雅各的产业养育你。
And feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father.
啊，神给雅各一块地，牛奶与蜜之地。
God gave Jacob a land of milk and honey. 啊，
那是丰盛的。
It is a prosperous place.
那是甜美的。
It is sweet.
啊，那一块地今天就是神的国。
That land is God's kingdom.
神的国就在我们内心里面。
And God's kingdom is in our hearts.
神的国就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And God's kingdom is justice.
啊，所以我们遵守安息圣日来。亲近神。
When we honor the Sabbath day and draw near to God,
神的国在我们内心实现。
God's kingdom will exist in our hearts.
我们生活就有公义、平安、喜乐。
And then we will have justice, peace, and joy in our hearts.
那就是在地如天。
And then so it will be like heaven on earth.
那就是福气啊。
That is a blessing.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
Hymn 62.